Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. I'm here to answer your questions about calcium bentonite clay. I apologize for missing last time, and I just sent out that I had a family emergency, and so many of you have sent me emails and good wishes for whatever was happening, and I thought I'd like to let you know that my ex, the father of my daughters, had gotten sick, and they took him to the doctor, and he had two bleeding ulcers, and they were able to cauterize one, but they couldn't stop the other from bleeding. He was 77, and he had lost, they had given him 12 pints of blood in like a week, and they couldn't get the other one to stop bleeding, so they finally had to opt for surgery, which was very risky, and he didn't come out of the surgery. He stayed in a coma, and he showed no response to stimuli. And he was on a breathing tube for a week. Now, he had signed a directive that he didn't want to be on life support. And it was a difficult decision for my daughters to make, and I needed to go and be with them. And my daughters are like oil and water. They're just opposite ends of the spectrum as far as they can be, as far as their personality and style and gifts that they have to contribute. And so they sometimes, you know, argue between themselves because they see things so differently. And I am kind of the balancer between the two because I can see both of them's positions from both their personality styles. And it helps me explain to the other one, you know, where they're coming from. And once you have that understanding, you can find harmony. And that's what I wanted from my trip, was really to be there with them and to make this experience, tragic as it was, something that actually brought them closer together. And I think it did. It was beautiful. We got there. We did have to take him off the life support. And ironically, both of them had been there just petting on him and talking to him and holding his hand. And both of them left for a little while, and I stayed there. And I think he was waiting for him to leave so he could let go and die, and didn't want to do it in front of him because the minute they left the room, his numbers on this thing they have up there, they tell me what numbers to look for, started dropping. The nurse came back and said, "You better get him back. He's going fast now." And anyway, each girl contributed their gift and talent, and it was beautiful to see the end result in the funeral. One of them is my organizer. She had all the hymns, everything that Pinky wanted, they had talked about, and she had all that organized and who he wanted to sing and what songs he wanted sung and who to contact for pallbearers. And so she instigated all that. And the other one is my touchy-feely daughter, who is the family historian. And she had brought her picture book and pictures from different times of his life. And we got some help to scan them in and make a slideshow so at the funeral, while people were coming in, they could look up and see slides of different times of his life and with his kids and with his grandson. And so it was very, very special, and they each contributed so much, and I'm so glad I got to be there. But I had to leave on short notice, and I appreciate all of the messages I got from everyone. All right, now let's get back to the message at hand. Before I forget, I do want to say I had a lady that contacted me the other day, Pam Knight, and she makes the best clay toothpaste, and her website is pamsperspective.com. And she also makes a clay cream, which is like, it's almost like a massage cream. It has a lot of oils in it and a little clay in it, and you know, if you don't like the dry clay, that's an option, and it really blends into the skin well. And I was always taking my clay when I get a massage, if I have a particular area where I'm real tight, to help loosen it up. And now I take this and just ask them to rub some of that in. And the other morning I woke up with a crick in my neck, and I used it, and it worked well. So I wanted to tell you about Pam. She's very creative. She uses all natural ingredients, and she has it in little blue jars, and she makes some skin moisturizing oils, and all of her products are just the highest quality, and I wanted to share that with you. PamsPerspective.com. And her toothpaste, she has two toothpastes. One has a little salt taste to it. The other one is very strong in peppermint, and they're both really good. It's not just a straight clay. It's got the oils mixed into it. So I wanted to tell you about Pam. All right, we have a question from Sue Wang in Chicago. She said, I have about indigestive problems. How much and how many times a day do I drink clay? I would drink 2 to 3 ounces 3 times a day. And I noticed that you, say you mix your clay, a teaspoon in water on an empty stomach. You know, they have to put something on the bottle and they have to put what a single serving is. And that's pretty much what a single serving is. But I always recommend mixing it in a large batch because it's easier to take. It's smoother. Oftentimes when you mix it, the clay sticks to the spoon or it lumps and you have to wait or, you know, stir it and wait and mash it. And then a lot of times you have a lot of grit in it. If you will put 2 cups of water in a blender, add 1/2 cup of clay and 2 more cups of water and blend it on high for 30 seconds, pour it into a quart jar. That's 32 ounces, a quart. A quart jar that's food-grade plastic or glass with a plastic lid. It will keep on your kitchen cabinet indefinitely. It will not spoil. You can just go by and pour your 2 ounces, and it's creamy smooth. It's easy to drink, and it's a lot better than mixing it in a whole glass of water. So you have a more concentrated mix. It soothes your stomach, and it just gets to work because it's not quite so diluted. And that's how I recommend taking it. She said, is it good to mix it with wheatgrass or cabbage juice? You could possibly mix it with wheatgrass. The cabbage juice is a fermented cabbage juice, and when you mix clay with something like that, it may cause gas. I wouldn't mix it with cabbage juice. If you want to mix it with apple juice, if you want to put it in a smoothie, you can put it in a smoothie. You can either add 1 to 2 teaspoons. Or if you're mixing a smoothie, when I mix a smoothie, I mix it large, and I usually have 2 glasses. So, you know, you want to use like a tablespoon of clay because you have a lot more volume and to your smoothie. And I'm going to read another testimonial that talks about a lady that mixes it and how she does it. So clay is very good for digestive problems, and it will clear them up. If you need to mix it with something, put it in a smoothie, apple juice. You can put it in tea. Some people put it in hot tea. I think the smoothie camouflages it the most. You don't even know you're drinking it. If you put it in a smoothie, you can have a fruit smoothie and add it to that. And you're going to get relief from your digestive problems. I would recommend drinking at least 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day. And any time you feel that indigestion coming on, just go take a swig of clay. And I don't think you'll have a problem taking it. I know you said sometimes it's uncomfortable to drink a teaspoon in water on an empty stomach. You don't have to take it on an empty stomach. You can take it with food. If you're doing a cleanse, it's recommended to do it on an empty stomach because you don't have the food interfering and it can get down and cleanse better. But it certainly doesn't hurt. If you just get the clay in you and on you, it's going to find a way to help and to work and to improve your situation. That's just the way of clay. Mary Law in Winfield. For as long as I can remember, I've had 2 cysts below the skin on the back of my head. They're not soft. They're like ganglion cysts. My doctor doesn't know what they are, but isn't concerned as they are not painful. I'd love to get rid of them as they are annoying, especially when I brush my hair. Would you recommend applying the clay topically? Would I need to shave the area so that the clay doesn't get matted in my hair? I have long hair, so I can put it up and cover the areas if I have to shave them. Mary, yes, I recommend, if it's a ganglion cyst, the clay will dissolve it. It may take a month of applications. What I would do at night is part your hair, reveal those cysts, and rub the clay in there. Now, if you're like me, you wash your hair every day anyway, and so you can wash it out in the morning. And I would just put it on kind of thickly. If you need to put a shower cap on it, you know, you can walk around, let it dry, and then sleep with it in there. If you want to put a shower cap over your head and do it that way, you can do that, and it should dissolve the cyst. That and drinking the clay at the same time should help dissolve the cyst. But it's going to take daily application, and it may take a month or so. But I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't work a lot quicker than that. Clay never ceases to surprise me. And if you want to shave the areas a little bit and it works for you, go ahead and do it. Okay, Joan in Massachusetts. I'm having a crown replaced, and underneath the crown is an amalgam filling that will be removed. What can I do to prepare for this dental procedure, and what should I do afterwards? The dentists now, usually when they're removing amalgam fillings, have a thing they can put in your mouth to keep it from going down your throat. I'm assuming you're going to a professional dentist who's skilled on removing amalgams. I would drink clay before, and I would drink clay afterwards. I would get on 2 ounces three times a day, and, you know, if you have amalgam filling that's loose, and you're not saying that this one's loose, you say it's underneath the crown, so I doubt if it's leaking. If you think you have amalgam filling that's leaking, any time you eat, I would drink a little clay before and afterwards, because it will absorb any out of the tooth. So, yes, definitely drink clay beforehand and afterwards for at least a month. And while you're drinking it, you might as well just continue, because it's all good for you. And I drink clay every day, and it just keeps me from going to the doctor's office. Joanne in Massachusetts, will drinking clay stop pica, eating non-food objects, particularly leaves and soils? In my autistic son, he takes mineral supplements and has an excellent diet, gluten, dairy-free, plus vegetarian and all organic. I'm very glad to hear that. Diet is so important in so many of these situations. I don't know if it stops pica or not. You can try it. I know people who like to eat the clay rocks, and that is pica. They're addicted to eating the clay rocks, and they just have to do it every day, which is very grinding on your teeth to eat the dry rock. But the clay should supply minerals and balance the system. And we have a lot of autistic children, when they get upset, if you give them a clay bath, it calms them down. They become more verbal, and they make more eye contact. Of course, it depends on the degree of autism that they have. But most parents notice a difference immediately. So those are two things I'd recommend. You know, you just have to try it and see, and then let me know if you notice he stopped this habit of wanting to eat those things. And if he has to do it, I'd rather him eat clay than soil, because clay is a sterilized earth. May in Detroit, can I use a clay pack to stop a bloody nose? I don't know if I would try that. The clay is going to pull circulation, so if you have a vein that's open and it's bleeding, it's liable to make it bleed more. And trying to pack it with a dry clay, you might breathe it into your lungs. So that's not a good idea. I think I would just pack it with Kleenex or something for a while. And if you're taking aspirin, a lot of times aspirin leads to you know, they use it for people who had strokes so their blood won't clot. So it makes you bleed a little easier. So you might watch if you're taking aspirin. And a lot of times it's just allergies that aggravate it. And this season is, we've definitely had problems. We've had so much rain here in Texas. And all the wildflowers and weeds are blooming, as well as the trees and oaks and all of that. All right, some good questions. Let me go back and see if we have any more. I don't see any right now. I had a testimonial the other day from Mary Law, from Alma. And she had asked about the clay for acne for her niece. She said, just wanted to let you know the clay has almost totally cleared my niece's acne. Her face was filled with painful pustulates, but now she has only two or three pimples break out at the most. At first, I had her do the clay mask, which eliminated the redness. Then she added the clay to her smoothies. 2 teaspoonfuls a day did the trick. She is no longer so embarrassed to go out in public. And these teenagers, you know, it just breaks my heart when I drive up to like the chicken place or something and you see these teenagers working there and the little faces are just red and have these welts all over them. And all that's so unnecessary. If you have clay, it'll clear that up. And unfortunately, the dermatologists don't know that little trick. And if I had the money to do the testing on products, which takes millions, I'm not sure what I would do it in. I tried to think what were the two things I would do it for. And if I have to eliminate two, acne is one of them, because it's clay is acne's worst nightmare. It just scares it back into next year, the next century or something. It just gets rid of the, and it's so easy to get rid of and clear up the acne. The other thing would be heartburn and indigestion and digestive problems. Clay is, I mean, I had a heartburn so bad and I was drinking all the stuff you drank for it in the Tums and all that, and it still wasn't helping. And when I started on the clay, within 2 days, it had cleared up completely. Now, they tell you it's this little valve has opened and this, the acids in your stomach come up at night when you lay down. Well, I don't know if it healed that little valve or what. All I know is I haven't had any more since I've been drinking clay. That's one reason I drink it every day. I just don't have that type of a problem. So it's exciting to have something that works that easily on two things that probably challenge most people in the world today are digestive problems and acne and skin problems. So if I had the $1 million to do the testing, that's what I would do it on. Okay, let's go back and see if we have any more questions. Sherry in Waco, what is the best way to use for cancer that's faintly positive now? Been 3.5 years since diagnosed, did 6 chemo. How often, what kind, and where do I get it? Thank you. You know, it depends on the type of cancer you had. If it's something in an internal organ, it's harder to get there, but I would drink the clay. I would start on 2 ounces 3 times a day, and I would build up to where I was drinking 6 to 8 ounces 3 times a day, if you can, or at least 2 times a day, just for maintenance, just for keeping your body from being over acidic and encouraging that breeding around that cancer likes. I'm not saying it's a cure-all for cancer. We don't get into that. We do have testimonials of pets with tumors that have healed, but they were tumors on the skin tumors, and they were able to apply the clay and they dissolved. Some of them were inoperable, and they went away. How often and what kind? Well, I just mentioned how often. Now, if you have it on an internal organ like kidney or liver, I would use a thick poultice over that area. And a poultice is a thick application of the clay mask held in place. And you, the first time you do it on a body organ, you should only do it for an hour, maybe twice a day for 2 days. And after that, you can put it on all night and leave it on all night. We had a gentleman that had cirrhosis of the liver. The doctors had told him he had 5% of his liver left to go home and get his affairs in order. He had 6 months at the most to live. Well, he had heard about the lady in the neighboring county who had been drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day for all sort of intestinal disorders and other things that she had going on, and was cured. And so he called her, and she had him taking the clay baths, putting a poultice on his liver daily at night, every day, and drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day. And in 6 months, his liver had grown back to 35%. In a year, it had grown back to 55%. So I never know how to suggest using it. I would try to put it topically. You know, if it's the lungs, it's hard to get to. But if you can put it over the chest area, hot clay poultices were used back in World War II for people with tuberculosis, and they treated them with hot clay poultices on their chest. Now, the kind of clay I recommend, I think, is the best clay out there, and I've tested many, is the Living Clay brand. And there are several sources of it, and if you want to email me at perrier@austin.rr.com, I can recommend some people who sell it, who are wholesalers who sell it, who often give discounts. You can go to the Living Clay website. We sold the company in June. The new company doesn't give discounts very often, but you can go and see the products and everything at livingclayco.com. This is a triple swelling calcium bentonite. It's very rare to have a triple swelling clay. And, you know, when you make the mask, you use one part clay to three parts of water. So if you, in a blender, if you put 3 cups of water, you would add 1 cup of clay, and then you would have 3 times the volume of clay. Now, if the other clays, the other calcium bentonites, don't swell that much, they barely swell 1 to 1. Sometimes if you use like 1 cup of clay and 1 cup of water, it's still runny and it doesn't thicken. So they're called they don't have the swelling capacity that the living clay does. There's something unique about this clay, and it's also has a lot of energy to it. It's been tested for energy, and they test it for purity too. So I really recommend that clay. I've tested it against 40 or 50 different clays. I order all these clays just to see and compare. Trying and comparing. Some of them are very gritty. Some of them are salty. Some of them have a funny taste to them. And this is the purest clay in the rock form. It's very chalk-like. It's not a rough, gritty rock. There's not a lot of sand in it. You're going to get a little grit in any clays, but I would say this is the most non-gritty clay that you will find. And particularly if you mix it in the blender to drink and blend it on high for 30 seconds, it eliminates a lot of that grit. So that's what I recommend. And I wish you continued success with your being cancer-free. Thank you. Okay, May in Detroit. Just to qualify, I soaked the strip of gauze in wet clay and packed the nostril and left it for about 6 hours. I have used clay only dry to stop bleeding on cuts in the past. Well, that sounds like a good way to use it. If you're going to do that, it would be safe. If you were going to try to put the powder clay up there, you know, you could breathe it in your lungs. So if that works for you, you know, sometimes I don't think of everything, and that's why I'm glad I have all y'all out there. That's an excellent way to do it. to this some gauze and soak it in the clay, or even a cotton ball soaked in the clay and just packed in the nostril. Very good idea. Thank you for that, May. I think you could continue that and it wouldn't have a problem with that. Very creative. We are so creative. I have to remember that. And May, I appreciate, that's what I love this group for. I get so many ideas from y'all. Okay, Wendy in Katy, Texas, what brand of clay to buy and where to get it? Well, we just mentioned the Living Clay brand. There are several sources out there beside the company. The company is livingclayco.com. And if you will email me, I will give you my recommended list of the people who have the best bargains going most often. And my email again is Perry A. In fact, I'm going to give you an email to my speaking email, and it's shorter than the austin.rr.com. It's perrya@perrya.com. It'll come to me just as well, but it's shorter and easier to remember. That's perrya@perrya.com. And Sherry in Waco said it's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In that case, I would also do clay packs under your arms and in the lymph areas in your groin at night or during the day. Put the clay kind of pack there, and you'll have to use some saran wrap or Glad press and seal to sort of keep it in place for a while, unless you want to lay down and let it dry. But I would periodically go to the lymph glands and treat them as well as drinking it internally. Clay baths might be beneficial too. You know, the benefit of clay baths, of doing a clay bath at least once a week, all of us attract toxins. And this day and time, our environment is more polluted than ever, and we're not aware that we're picking them up. So a clay bath a week. Now, when you drink the clay, it's going to cleanse you of toxins from the mouth south, but it doesn't go into the bloodstream. So the toxins that are absorbed into the bloodstream and the kidney and the liver can't get filtered out because they have so much work, get stored in the fatty tissues and joints in the body. And the only way to get them out is the cheapest, most inexpensive and effective way is with clay baths. Two to three clay baths a week, using one cup of clay mixed in a blender with water and poured into the bathtub. Do that 2 to 3 times a week. If you've been tested and you're high in toxins, lead or arsenic or uranium or different things like that, it'll pull all that out. It's also good if you've been overexposed to molds to take the clay baths. It pulls through the pores of your skin, and it's very gentle. So in your case, just to keep myself healthy and clean, I would also add one clay bath a week if you have already, you know, been detoxed pretty good. And it's also going to help you get rid of a lot of the dye from the chemo treatments. And, it helps to know that. So thank you for that, Sherry. And, let's see what else we have here. Well, that's all I have for this moment. Let me go over to the phone lines. Is anyone on the phone, if you would like to ask a question, if you will press *2 on your phone, it will open your line and you can ask a question, or if you have a testimony you'd like to give, we love having testimonies too. So I'm going to wait a minute and see if I have anybody on the line who would like to say something or ask a question. Well, I'm not seeing anything. Let me go back and see if we have any more questions. That's it for the questions for now. Let's just talk about clay for anybody who might be new to it. Clay is one of the most beneficial things. When you take the clay internally, it works on the whole body, even though it isn't absorbed into the bloodstream. Why? Because it's a catalyst. And as a catalyst, body enzymes can attach to it, and together they become co-creators. They can make amino acids, which are building blocks of the body. amino acids build peptide chains. From peptide chains, you can make proteins. From proteins, it can go to vitamins and minerals. So it's been proven that the clay print can create things that the body's deficient in that it doesn't even contain. And that's pretty miraculous. And that's one of the reasons that there's so many things about clay that no one can figure out how it works and how it does what it does. And I think part of it is the fact that it's a catalyst. Part of it is because it holds energy. This clay was birthed through a volcano. The heat of the volcano charged it. The silica in clay was the most dominant mineral, and silica is a crystal, and crystal holds memory and energy. So it has energy. People drink the clay and they say they just have more energy. They feel better. The whites of the eyes get clearer, and they notice in about a month, they notice their skin has a glow about it. They just have this healthy glow. And so it works on the whole body when you drink it. It's going to balance your pH. Clay is homeostasic, like our bodies. It doesn't want to over-alkalize or under-alkalize. It wants to balance it. It wants to, wherever it is in the body, it's got this wisdom to know what your pH should be in different areas, and it's all about bringing it into balance. That's another phenomenal thing, that it can orchestrate balance for different parts of the bodies that need different pH levels. Parasites are attracted to it. Just drinking the clay, any parasites that you have intestinally, pinworms, intestinal worms, parasites and things, it will eliminate them. Now, I know of two people who were drinking the clay in large amounts, at least 3 to 4 ounces a day, and one of them passed a liver fluke and actually took a picture of it and sent it to me, and another one had been diagnosed with a tapeworm in her liver, and she started drinking it, and 2 weeks later they went back to see where it was, take another x-ray to see where it was so they could go in and remove it, and it was gone. So somehow she had passed it. So it's amazing what it can do for the body, and it continues to amaze me. I just am blown away with what it can do. It can't do everything. It can't reverse like neurological diseases that have damaged nerves. It doesn't seem to be rebuilding the nerves or rebuilding the damage it has done, such as multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's. We do have people with Parkinson's that say their tremors are less when they drink the clay. And I've only gotten that from a few people, but then there are a whole lot of people with it that never drank the clay and never tell me anything. So I'm just continually amazed how it heals bones. When you pack the clay over a broken bone, if you, say, break your wrist and you're in a splint that you can remove, and you can pack the clay all around it and wrap it in saran wrap and put the splint on and leave it at night, and you can let it up for air for a little while and then keep redoing it day and night, and that bone's going to be healed in half the time. We've had people who have, one guy was an old cowboy and broke his wrist, and he was back riding horses, shifting gears on a big tractor in 4 weeks' time, and they had told him to go and get a cast. He lived out in the country, and he went to the little country hospital, and they gave him a splint and told him to go to the city and get a cast put on, and he didn't do it. He just used the splint and clay, and then wrote me to tell me that he was back shoeing horses, you know, and doing all this stuff in 4 weeks' time. Then I had another friend who was in his 70s, and he broke his wrist, and he lived in the neighboring town, and I took him some clay and showed him how to apply it, and he did it, and a doctor released him in 4 weeks. So there's something about the energy of the clay that can go through the skin and help heal those bones. It's just remarkable. Okay, I have a question from Daryl in Boston. Is there a protocol for parasites? Yes, Daryl, I would drink 2 to 3 ounces of the premixed liquid clay 3 times a day, and you want to do that for about 6 weeks. The reason being is because the parasites lay eggs, and sometimes they haven't hatched out, and so you'll miss them, and then they'll hatch out, and you have the parasites again. So you want to continue it. You may see the parasites leave at first if you're a person who examines your stool. Sometimes you're never aware of them leaving the body, but they do carry them out. But oftentimes some of the eggs are left in the crevices to hatch out later. So that's why you want to do it for 4 to 6 weeks. I would just, drink 2 to 3 ounces a day. And if you have internal parasites, that are sequestered somewhere in the body, I would go with the drinking 6 to 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day. And somehow they'll get drawn to that clay and make their way over there. They probably came in through the intestinal wall and got into wherever they are, like the liver fluke and the tapeworm in the liver got through that barrier, but it pulled them out. They're attracted to the clay. They're attracted to the minerals in the clay, and that's why it doesn't kill them. It just eliminates them. So that's what I'd recommend for that. And again, I for everyone, I just recommend the Living Clay brand. I'm not getting any benefit from that. I have no attachment to the company anymore, but I do believe it's the best clay on the planet. If you find one better, let me know, okay? Thank you. All right. Well, that's all the questions for now, and it looks like we're almost out of town. I would like to ask your help. The Living Clay Company has taken down the About Clay site. The aboutclay.com is where we housed all of our articles, our interviews, testimonials, and information about clay. And I started a new site, an information site, when I saw they were taking a lot of stuff out of that, and they've taken it down completely now, so you can't find aboutclay.com. But the new site is bentoniteclayinfo.com. So it's INFO after bentonite clay. And it has the articles, everything that was on the original About Clay site years ago before we sold the company. So we need to get the word out to people and let them know where it is. There is a free downloadable book on the website, on the home page, on how to mix and use the clay. And these are mixing directions for the Living Clay. Since it's a triple swelling clay, their directions are a little different than the other clay companies that just have the one-to-one swelling clay. It has tons of articles. We've redone the testimonial page, organized it, tried to have it in categories where you can find what you're looking for, and you can scroll down through them. Anything with dealing with the skin, instead of having acne listed, if you go to skincare, and there's several categories for skincare. There's acne and outbreaks and rashes and things, and then there's there are different categories for different types of injuries and problems with skin care. So if you all would help me advertise that site and let people know that there is a source of free information out there. I've tried to get someone to help me with search engines, and I've just thrown good money after bad, and I'm constantly getting these companies from India saying, we want to help your website, and yada, yada, and I don't trust any of them. I want to know somebody I know that can get good results before I sink any more information into it. So if you could help me do that. And the new clay book is out there. They're not promoting that either. And if you go to the Bentonite Clay Info site, there's a link there that will take you to the site where you can order the book, or you can go in and read a chapter or two. I think the mixing directions part are in there in the first chapter, and it's the first chapter will really pique your interest. It has new testimonials in this book. It's an upgrade of the old book. They canceled production of the original living clay book, and this book is called Calcium Bentonite Clay, Nature's Pathway to Healing. I would appreciate any help in letting the people know there is a book out there now that they can get, because the original book is being scalped. If you want it and you go to Amazon and check it, you can find scalper prices. They're selling it for, since it's out of production, they're selling it for very high prices. And there's a new book with even more information, and you don't have to pay those scalper prices. And I appreciate your help in sharing that information. I'm always available to answer questions. And as long as I'm on the planet and have a brain, I'd be happy to help people and guide them as near as. And I'll be very honest with you if I think it won't work. So, ma'am, thank you again for suggesting soaking the gauze in clay and packing your nose with that. That hadn't occurred to me, and that's a great idea. So I may go back and add that to our little mixing direction book for an idea of how to use it for nosebleeds. So, I'm going to check one more time and see if we have any more questions. Don't appear to. And I'll ask one more time if anybody on the line has a question they'd like to ask. And you can always email me at perrier@perrier.com if you have a question that you don't feel like, asking online, that maybe you would like a personal question. So I'm here for you. Thank you for bearing with me when I can't make a program, and I want to thank Cheryl for all her help getting me to do this. She's behind the scenes recording this, and she scribes the notes and posts them on that Bentonite Clay info site. So I couldn't do it without her, and I want you all to be grateful for her too, because she's my right-hand gal, and I just love her to pieces. She's helped me with, since I got in the professional business of having websites, she's been there to help me, and I just can't praise her enough. But she does not like to get online and talk online. She's more of a private person. So although she probably knows as much about clay as I do, she doesn't like to be on the air. So, but she will post the message and get them out. And so I'm grateful for all of you for being patient with that. And I'm going to check one more time for questions. And I'm not seeing anything, so I wish you a wonderful weekend. We're having beautiful weather in Texas, and I hope the weather is good to you wherever you are. This is Perrier signing out.